Chapter 17. Work Contract. Article 770. A work contract is a contract under which a contractor, in accordance with the requirement of a client, completes a work and delivers the work product to the client who pays remuneration in return. A contracted work includes processing, manufacturing on order, repair, reproduction, testing, inspection, and the like. Article 771. A work contract generally contains clauses specifying the object, quantity, and quality of the work, remuneration of the work, the mode of the work, supply of materials, the period of performance, the standard and method of inspection, and the like. Article 772. A contractor shall complete the principal part of the work with his own equipment, technology, and labor force, unless otherwise agreed by the parties. Where a contractor entrusts the major part of the contracted work with a third person, the contractor shall be accountable to his client concerning the work completed by the third person, and the client may rescind the contract if he has not consented thereto. Article 773. A contractor may entrust the accessory part of the contracted work with a third person. Where a contractor entrusts an accessory part of the contracted work to a third person, the contractor shall be accountable to the client concerning the work product completed by the third person. Article 774. Where a contractor is to provide the materials, he shall select and use the materials in accordance with the agreement and accept client's inspection. Article 775. Where a client is to provide the materials, he shall provide the materials in accordance with the agreement. The contractor shall promptly inspect the materials provided by the client. And if any inconformity is found, the contractor shall promptly request the client to make replacement, make up the shortage, or take other remedial measures. Without consent of the client, a contractor may not replace the materials provided by the client, nor replace the accessories and parts which do not need repair. Article 776. A contractor shall promptly notify the client if he finds that the drawings or technical requirements provided by the client are unreasonable. Where losses are caused to the contractor due to the client's indolence in responding or the like reasons, the client shall bear the liability for compensation. Article 777. Where in the course of performing a work contract, the client changes his requirements, thus causing losses to the contractor, the client shall bear liability for compensation. Article 778. Where a contracted work requires assistance from the client has the obligation to provide such assistance. Where the client fails to perform such obligation, thus making the completion of the contracted work impossible, the contractor may demand him to perform his obligation within a reasonable period of time, and may also extend the period of performance accordingly. If the client still fails to fulfill his obligation within the extended period, the contractor may rescind the contract. Article 779. In the course of his work, a contractor shall accept the client's supervision and inspection that are necessary. The client may not disturb the normal work of the contractor by such supervision and inspection. Article 780. Upon completion of his work, a contractor shall deliver to the client the work product and provide client with the necessary technical materials and related quality certificates. The client shall inspect the work product for acceptance. Article 781. Where the work product delivered by the contractor fails to meet the quality requirements, the client might, in a reasonable manner, request contractor to bear default liability in forms of repair, reworking, remuneration reduction, or compensation for losses. Article 782. A client shall pay remuneration within the time limit agreed by the parties. Where there is no agreement between the parties on the time limit for paying remuneration, or the relevant agreement is unclear, if it cannot be determined according to the provisions of Article 510 of this Code, the client shall make payment at the time of delivery of the work product, and where part of the work product is delivered, the client shall make the corresponding payment. Article 783. Where a client fails to pay the remuneration, material fees, or the like, the contractor has a right to intend work product and a lien or to refuse delivery unless otherwise agreed by the parties. Article 784. A contractor shall properly keep the materials provided by the client and the completed work product, and shall bear the liability for compensation if such materials or the work product is destructed, damaged, or lost owing to his inappropriate maintenance thereof. Article 785. A contractor shall keep confidential the relevant information in accordance with the requirements of the client, and without the latter's permission may not retain copies or technical data thereof. Article 786. Co-contractors shall bear joint and several liabilities to the client, unless otherwise agreed by the parties. Article 787. The client may rescind the work contract at any time before the contractor completes his work, and shall bear the liability for compensating any loss thus caused to the contractor.